The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Two key U.S. trading partners, Australia and China, spoke out against President Donald Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs this week and urged maintaining global trade stability. Australia's trade minister warned that protectionism will be a step backward for economies around the world and slow economic growth. Australia's Minister for Foreign Trade, Stephen Chobo.
If I believe in the end, protectionism cannot win. The key to continued success in the meantime is, first and foremost, that we do not retaliate. This is very hard. But the fact is, a trade war serves no one.
Chobo went on to stress that free trade is vital for productivity growth, innovation, and job creation, and pointed at the opening up of China's economy to the world as a key example. While Australia exports relatively little steel to the United States, it stands to lose a lot if Trump's tariffs ignite a trade war. In China, steel and metal associations are already calling on the government to take measures against U.S. products, but officials are echoing Australia's position, urging respect for the current international trading system. Hua Chunying is a spokeswoman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in China.
Such acts are definitely not constructive. We hope all parties concerned could sit at a table in a calm manner and solve the relevant issues through consultation and communication in a accordance with the regulations of the World Trade Organization and the rules of market economy.
U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs on aluminum and steel will go into effect this Friday. Foreign smartphone makers are seeing an uptick in sales in South Korea. China's smartphone brand Huawei and Japan's Xiaomi have been growing their presence in South Korea since the beginning of 2018, and customers are responding. Lee Jin Hang is the manager of an electronics store in Seoul.
Foreign brands gained growing popularity as their phone's performance is 1.5 times better than the local brands in the same price range, and their prices are 30% lower than the premium phones.
These products are priced between $270 and $560, about 70% the price of premium phones. Analysts say the increase in sales are due in large part to the change from online sales to direct sales. In response, local South Korean electronics giants are vying to secure their market shares by upgrading lower-cost phones. Analysts expect the competition in the low-priced phone market to be fiercer than ever before. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.